if you are looking for a job, maybe you should consider employment in the construction industry in Saskatchewan. Steve Miller Band starting us off this half hour, and I'm joined by Shannon Friesen, who is the CEO, president of the Construction Association of Saskatchewan, CASK, C-A-S-K. Hi, Shannon.
Hi, Brent.
Thanks for coming in. Congratulations on your new role.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
You're kind of king of the construction industry now, huh?
I guess so. Yeah, that's what they tell me.
So what has happened with this association that you've all kind of come together now?
Yeah, so it's been a process almost 3 years in the making. We have five construction associations in the province historically, Saskatoon, Regina, Moose Jaw, Prince Albert, and the original provincial entity. And we decided we would be much more efficient, much more strategic if we aligned ourselves as one entity. So that took about 3 years. We have almost 100 years of history between the five associations. So the Construction Association of Saskatchewan was legally incorporated last November, and we've officially kicked off as of January of this year and just sort of finishing up the finalities of winding down the five and starting up the one. So
that's
it's been a busy time.
And you got the big job, too, out of it.
I guess I did, yes. It's a lot of work controlling all those guys.
Well, and how many members?
We have almost 1,000, yeah, somewhere between 800 and 900. We fluctuate in there depending on the time of year.
When I think of the construction in Saskatchewan, I think of the big name companies that we see in all of our cities building stuff. But clearly with 1,000 members, it's big and small.
It absolutely is. And certainly those large companies, they are the backbone. They help us out a lot in a lot of our projects. But I would say about 80% of our members are sort of the smaller companies, the mom and pop shops, less than 10 employees that are really the backbone of this province. So
how many people would be employed in the construction industry? Any idea?
So there's over 51,000 residents living in Saskatchewan right now that are employed in the construction
51,000.
Industry. 51,000. One out of every 13 jobs is in the construction industry.
I was talking to somebody recently in the housing industry, and they said if you could swing a hammer, you could get a job. Is it that tight right now? Your construction industry needs bodies?
It absolutely does. We have a bit of a joke that if you have a pulse and you breathe, you can get a job in the construction industry. And of course, we say the construction industry has something for everyone. Again, it can be, you know, the person right out of high school that doesn't have any experience yet, and they're on the shovel, they're on the hammer, they're doing those kinds of jobs. Everything up to the insurance provider that does construction surety, or it could be the lawyers that are doing construction. So there is really, you know, the drone air pilots. There's just such a range of what is construction for everybody nowadays.
You know, it's interesting. You talk about the job opportunities. I was on Reddit the other day. I'm a bit of a skulker, you know, on social media. I like to look around, see what people are talking about. And I saw a fellow had said, boy, I really need a job. Has anybody got suggestions? And I was struck by the number of people that said, you know, you could just walk onto a job site and they might be able to hire you right there. Could it be that simple for somebody?
It absolutely could be that simple. And I know for a lot of, you know, young folks or any age really coming into looking at what they want to do for a living, coming out of your training without any debt is a really really positive attribute.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, it certainly is. It's not a second choice to university. If you get on getting into the trades, the apprenticeship track, you end up with a well-paying job at the end of that and no debt. So, you know, the opportunity to grow and develop your career, the opportunities are endless.
And you always hear those success stories, don't you, of some person steps up and has this wonderful long career and they say 30 years later, yeah, well, I started out digging ditches, or I started out pounding nails on a framing crew, and look at me now, I own my own company.
Absolutely. And there's pride in that. I hear a lot of our members say, you know, they're driving in their communities past the school that they helped build. And whatever part of that project that they're part of, whether they're, you know, installing, you know, the heating systems or they're doing the windows, there's a huge sense of pride that you literally are building the communities that you live in.
I'm a little surprised you came into the studio without your hard hat and your high-vis vest on here today.
Yeah, I have a full set because I like to go out to the job sites and see what our members are doing. So I have the full set to make sure I can get on site.
How many of these job sites do you visit?
So it's a new member feature that we've been doing. So it's something that I absolutely love to do. And so I've only been on a couple in the last couple of months, but I plan to be going out more and more. We've gone out to see Ledcor at the building in the library in Saskatoon. I've gone out to Miller Contracting out in Prince Albert, who's doing a project with the YWCA out there on affordable housing. So couldn't be prouder of this industry and the work that everyone is doing to make their communities a better place to live.
It's nice driving into our cities and larger communities, and you see a crane here, a crane there. And we always know there's ups and downs with the economy, but our province continues to grow and thrive, doesn't it?
It sure does. And we're on the leading edge on that, in fact, in our province. So, you know, we are building projects. The governments and private projects are coming down fast and furious. So that is really good. It all contributes to economic growth, for
absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. Shannon Friesen is our guest on this half hour of the Evan Bray Show. Shannon, President and CEO of the Construction Association of Saskatchewan. Got to ask you about tariffs. Either direction, coming into Canada, going down to the States. Has it had any dramatic impact that you're aware of yet for our construction companies?
Yes, I would say, you know, since all of this conversation, the imposition of the U.S. trade tariffs and the subsequent trade tensions, it's really amplified the cost uncertainties. So I would say, you know, it's been definitely a volatile situation, uncertainty, and, you know, proud again of this industry for responding and being resilient and figuring out how do we manage this uncertainty and when, you know, it affects the supply chain up and down all both ways. If we don't know what the cost escalations, it's hard to know how that's going to impact the cost of the project. So,
sure.
You know, working together, figuring out how to source things locally, working with our federal partners, all of those things are part of the solutions to come up with that. So definitely, I would say cost uncertainty and cost escalation has been the biggest sort of runoff from the tariff uncertainty.
So I'm guessing then when making a quote or putting together a quote for a construction project, be it my kitchen renovation or a high-rise tower that you're building, you'd probably have to put in the wording subject to change.
Yes, I think that is one of the biggest challenges our members are facing right now, is because you don't know exactly how that's going to impact. So you have to have the wording in the contract about that, and then who takes that additional cost. So, you know, there's again, really challenging, whether it's the owners, the general contractors, the subtrades, all the levels of the procurement cycle, to work together and figure out those solutions of, you know, how do we do this, and allowing, you know, asking the provincial government to help prioritize that Canadian content and really protecting our local jobs and our local companies.
Well, we've got smart people like yourself that'll figure this out for us. We're going to take a quick break. Can you stick around for a while?
I absolutely can.
Shannon Friesen is our guest this half hour, CEO, President of the Construction Association of Saskatchewan. Have you got a question that you'd like to pose to Shannon? You could also reach us on our text line at 1-877-332-8255. You're listening to The Evan Bray Show on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. Morning. I'm in conversation with Shannon Friesen, President and CEO of the Construction Association of Saskatchewan. Just before we continue with Shannon, though, we've just been notified that for the ostrich farm story out in BC, the Supreme Court of Canada has apparently granted a stay on the cull. So as it stands right now, it sounds like the ostrich cull is halted. We'll get more details here and perhaps even have more in our news here coming up at the top of the hour, though, as we continue to talk about Construction Week in Saskatchewan with Shannon Friesen. What is Construction Week? What's the significance of this?
Well, we think it's a great opportunity to shine the largest spotlight we possibly can find on the best industry. I know I'm a little bit biased, but we're celebrating the people who literally build our communities. Mm-hmm. We are really pleased that the government of Saskatchewan, City of Saskatoon, Regina, Prince Albert, and North Battleford all proclaimed this Saskatchewan Construction Week. So they're celebrating along with us, and we're just using all the opportunities to just shine the spotlight on all the great work we're doing across Canada.
We were talking earlier about tariffs and the impact, the uncertainty that it creates for quoting projects. But you were telling me on your website, constructionsk.ca, you've got a device or an app that people can look at as far as determining tariff impact?
Yeah, we call it our CASC tariff tracker and our member resources. So it's just things that our members can access to help them know exactly, get the up-to-date moment where things are at with the tariff. Because, of course, as you know, it's been a changing climate. And every day, every minute, we have to keep up with that. And it certainly impacts our members. So we try to give them up-to-date information. And we work with our partners out of the Canadian Construction Association, too. They've got their hand on what's happening exactly in the federal area, and we put that information together for our members.
People want to take a look at that. Again, the website, constructionsk.ca. When you first sat down and we started talking here, we were talking about job opportunities in the area of construction where they are hungry for people right now. What about opportunities for, say, newcomers, women? Are you moving more to accommodate these people?
Yeah, like never before, honestly and truly. It's sort of a combination of being desperate for labor. I think, you know, traditionally you can say the construction industry was a bit of a middle-aged white guy or you know, yep, traditional historic type of workforce. And now non-traditional, so women, immigrants, Indigenous, First Nations, everyone, there's room for everyone in the construction industry. And certainly working with lots of different groups to do just that. And as I said on the break, in a prior role, I was CEO of the YWCA in Saskatoon, and we were working with a pilot program there called Trade Journey, which was attracting women into the trades. So yep, awesome that that's a permanent program now, and working with them and other groups to help women get into construction. And that number is growing all the time. And we have inclusivity committees that are working on these kinds of things and just trying to make the experience a welcoming one, no matter what it is.
You know, we were talking earlier, too, about, you know, the idea of someone simply needing work, walking onto a job site. I don't know, is that really the safe thing to do? Or do I need to have my hard hat and high-vis vest to go to a job site? Or do I just call a construction company's office?
Yeah, it's best, obviously, to make a phone call first or look on their websites. Most of them would take applicants through their websites. You can also call us. We would certainly point you in the direction, because I know our members are hungry for employees, and we like to kind of make those matches when we can to help people find their jobs. And it's a great industry. There's so much variety and there's so much interest. And I think, you know, again, that pride of helping to build your community and do those things that your community needs.
Is there changes in the construction industry as far as technology, new ways of doing things, anything happening in that area?
Yeah, I think, again, that's an ever-growing area in the areas of green and energy efficiency, prefab, you know, building somewhere else and moving the parts here and putting them together on site. So there's lots of different ways, whether it's affordability, whether it's looking at green construction. Those things are always cutting edge. So again, it's really nice to connect with our construction associations across Canada. There's 72 of them. We get together at least a couple times a year and share ideas and best practice. And so there's a real good pipeline of information and best practices going back and forth for us all to use and learn from each other.
You know, along that topic about prefab and such, of course, there's a lot of talk in this country about the need for more housing, and Ottawa has come up with millions and millions of dollars for municipalities and cities to acquire land and to get some housing going. Are we seeing signs of that happening, at least from your angle, with the Saskatchewan Construction Association?
So yeah, we work closely with the Saskatoon region home builders. In fact, last night they had a growth and development forum that I attended, and there was lots of conversation. Of course, Mayor Cynthia Block is very interested in making sure we have enough affordable housing in this city and, of course, across the province. So again, it's working with our residential home builders and, you know, the various levels of government for the incentives to help build up that supply. I know we're short on affordable housing, so working on that with our partners for sure.
Good. Well, it's good to see that kind of progress being made. Would you rate the construction activity in Saskatchewan this year? Normal year, above normal, below normal? I know that's a pretty broad question, but
absolutely above normal.
Really?
It is, you know, there's a lot of infrastructure investments being, you know, talked about at the governmental level, and you know, we are proud to be the partners that help the government deliver on those promises. So when we're looking at building bridges and schools in hospitals, you know, our members are at the ready to build those projects. So there's lots of things coming up down. Things are in progress already. So yeah, it is very busy in the construction industry.
I always chuckle when you see some of the historic photographs of the Besborough Hotel being built in the Depression era and people saying, boy, they were able to build that hotel in a year and a half. Why in the heck can't they build it that quickly these days? A little bit different times that we're living in and different materials.
Yes, and I would say there's been some delays, again, because of the tariff uncertainty.
Yeah.
You know, certainly delays in delivery and supply issues. And again, not too far out of the COVID time as well, but that certainly impacted our industry in terms of supply and demand and getting things here in a timely manner. So, you know, we've certainly had our share of challenges in the last few years, but I always feel quite strong that the construction industry is incredibly resilient, mm-hmm. and especially in Saskatchewan, we do what we always do, which is we figure it out and we pivot and we change and we adapt. And, you know, I think we're great at that.
I think of downtown Saskatoon. I'm amazed every time I drive by the new library, how quickly that seems to be coming along.
Yes, it definitely is. I drive by there every day on my way to work, too, and it almost seems like a daily thing. So, yeah, Ledcor is a general contractor over there doing a great job keeping things on track, and it's looking good. It's going to change the skyline for sure.
I always marvel at the whole process of a construction project. My wife and I sold our place in the country and moved into an apartment in Saskatoon that was still under construction just as we were moving in. And just the logistics of knowing who's doing what has to be done when. And then when I was up in PA here recently, I happened to drive by and was looking at the Victoria Hospital project, which is a massive project. And again, it's a wonder to think about the people that design these projects, know where all the materials need to go and who has to do what at any given time. It's really a miracle to see these big projects come together.
Yeah, Brent, you're absolutely right. If you think about all the expertise and different levels of input all through that whole cycle that you've just described, it's a work of art, actually, to see it come from an idea in someone's head to the drawings to, you know, every sub-trade, you know, general contractor, owner,
yeah,
coming into a city and or a community and how that spins off for jobs to build it, places for people to live. It's quite a remarkable thing.
Well, thanks for coming in and sharing your story with us today.
Thank you.
Shannon Friesen, our guest this half hour, President and CEO of the Construction Association of Saskatchewan. It is Construction Week in our great province. News on the way. In the news right now out of BC, the Supreme Court of Canada has issued a stay on the cull of the ostrich farm. More on that. And then I'll be back after the news with more of the Evan Bray Show on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.